Ready, ready?
Yeah, oh my god, I'm gonna slap her.
3, 2, 1.
Ready, ready, ready to love. Get ready to laugh your ass off. The brothers you've always wanted. But the girls you've never had.
It's not always about sex, you know. Oh, what's the word? Oh my.
Crickets, Donna.
Lesbian.
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 It's the lesbian round.
What was that?
He's talking to me. I was talking back.
Welcome to the Lesbian Lounge with Denise and Donna on MyLesbianRadio.com. Tonight we're including Ollie. And of course we've got Vixter at the helm and Deb in the shower behind me. Woohoo! Hi, Dan.
Hello.
I just want everybody to know that before we came on live, that you took us for a total tour of the gorgeous new mansion.
A virtual tour, that's right.
It's fantastic. It's gorgeous. You guys, we're going to do this. We'll talk about this after, but you're going to have to take everybody on a tour. Everyone's going to need to know where the bedroom is, where the bathrooms are. We're going to do this. The house is totally cute. It looks well lived in, well appointed, and completely comfortable. I'm very excited for you. You did a lot of work this week.
Yeah, it was a big week. Yeah, Gemma got in, but, you know, after a 28-hour travel, you know, journey from Australia to Singapore to Dubai.
Jesus.
And to Heathrow.
That's crazy.
She was... You know, you kind of had it in my head. This is how it's going to go. We're going to pick her up at the airport. We're going to come stop at Hazel's. We're going to get the cats, and we're going to have the first family night together. We'll order pizza. We'll sit on the new couch. We'll be wrapped in blankets. I'll tell her all about it. She'll tell me about Australia, and then we'll go to bed in our new house together. And it was like, we picked her up, and she was like, oh, my God, I threw up on the plane. I'm starving. I haven't eaten anything. I'm so sick. I'm so tired. Oh, geez. So we made a beeline to the Arkell Manor and had a decent dinner, and then stopped at Hazel's and got the cats, picked up mail, a few other odds and ends, and off we came to the house. But then it was like, unload the car, unload the luggage, bring the cats in, let them out, watch them get settled and everything, and it was like... There was no way to have this big grand ta-da.
No, there wasn't.
She had seen every picture of everything, every step of the way.
So?
You know, so nothing was a massive surprise, but she said, I feel so bad because I'm so tired. I don't even know what to say, but I love every single thing. You know, I love the way you thought to put this here for that reason, and I know why you put that there, and I know that this is there because this was a great spot. So, you know, all in all, it went good. And it was really like the next day we lucked out because she got to work from home. So we woke up at like 3:30 in the morning, and she's like, let's go have toast and tea in our kitchen and make crumpets in our toaster. And yeah, so that was fun.
So, yeah. Okay, I only have one question.
Yeah, I know what your question is, and that's like an epic fail.
Damn it! I was
epic
so hopeful. I kind of
between
figured...
Between the sick and the tired and the... I was in the cats, and I'm like, yeah, this is not going to happen.
I was kind of... Well, as soon as you text me that she was sick on the plane again, I'm like, fuck, there goes the challenge. And I can't... And I got to let you off the hook because I get it. I mean, I really... Did she throw up in the... hallway again, or did she actually make it to the bathroom?
No, she made it into a bag, and it was really just pineapple juice.
Oh, yay. So the people around her must have been thrilled. It was just juice.
Thankfully, there was no one. She was in a four-row seat, one person on one end, her on the other end, and the lady didn't even know what happened.
Oh, thank God. Oh, poor baby.
Yeah, but then she was afraid to eat anything, so she hadn't eaten in like 12 hours or 16 hours.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, you got to really love your family a lot to travel like that. I mean, seriously.
And she does.
I know she does. I know she does, and good for her, but she's home. She's back on your time zone and everything.
Let me put it this way. Last night she went to bed at 7:15.
Yeah, but that's not that unusual.
I know, not too far off the mark, but yeah, she just couldn't keep her eyes open. She was fading in the middle of conversation, and then we all gave her a pass and said, you can go to bed now.
Yeah, that's good, because...
and then she slept through, and again, we were up at like 4:30 or 5 o'clock having crumpets and tea, but I went back to bed until like 10.
Wow.
But I don't think that's a big deal because my mother doesn't get up before like noon almost.
That is totally cute. I remember that about needing to hook up with your mom down here. You got to give her at least a 1 o'clock start time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's because she's up at
the... So it's Rick that I feel really bad for. So my mom and Rick get in and, you know, first day in, showing them everything and, you know, and they're in, you know, because they're your parents. So they have a ton of questions. Like, what's this made out of? And what's this surrounded by? And is that Chicago brick out there or is that old Chicago brick out there? Is that, you know, all these things.
That's
and
funny.
I'm like, I don't, let me get you the manual.
That's really funny. That's really
so they,
cute.
You know, they got used to everything. They had a little wander. They, you know, got their bags upstairs and gifts for everyone. Gifts, mugs for you and a mat for you and a onesie for you and a top for you and socks for you. And so, and then my mother immediately takes a nap and Rick goes, well, I'm going to go out exploring. And off he goes. Yeah, off he goes on the high street. He's gone for about, I don't even know, like 2 hours or so. It comes back and I go, where'd you go? Because I went all the way up to a dealership. I'm like, oh my God, that's really far. That is so far. But he, you know, he's like, did you know you have a coffee place? Did you know you have a used tool store up there? Did you know that there's a key maker? Do you need an extra set of keys? And I do. You know, so he's had all these little errands, but it's so nice because he does them on foot.
Yeah, yeah, and he likes it. I mean, you know,
he
gets to stay useful. He gets to stay useful. He gets to be busy. He's independent.
Today he tightened up a screw in the chair. Yesterday he and Gemma put up the frosted film on the glass on the front door.
That's so cute.
Then we went to the garden center and he helped pick out this stuff to put across the holes at the bottom of the fence, the gaps at the bottom of the fence.
And why is that, Denise? Why is that?
Foxes.
All right, you're just going to get...
She goes, you were texting last night, and
thank
they're like,
you.
Have you seen them out there? And I'm like, no, I haven't seen any foxes, but obviously they've made their way in before because they've dug the dirt underneath the fence. And somebody's like, but no, I haven't seen it. As I'm typing it, this fox comes leaping up over the fence, and he has, like, all four paws. Just admit, I swear to God, all he was going to do was just come right over the fence, but he just saw me, and he froze at the top of the fence and shifted his weight and just, like, turned around and bolted. I was like, whoa!
This is while we're texting.
So they're not coming under the fence. They're coming right over the top.
So wait, so what did I text you right away?
What did the fox say?
I go, what did he say? And she goes, oh, shit, a human!
Oh, man, yeah, that was the first fox I've seen. Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. Hilarious. Usually they're just sitting in the middle of the road like a stray cat. I mean, it's a little freaky. Little freaky.
It is.
I love this song. Did you just download this song? Or have you had this song? Oh, my God. Have you heard this one? It's Pink and Lily somebody.
Lily Allen.
Yes.
I love this song. I've not heard you play it before.
I was just singing this morning.
I love it. I want to wrap my little hands around your throat. I adore this song.
It's perfect.
It is perfect. I love you because I hate you so much. I love you. You know, I love it. It's perfect. It's perfect.
Oh, my God. It's like our song again.
It is exactly like our song again. That. Yes. Because she even quotes that song. She drops one line of that song. Hold on. It's here. It's before this. After me now, R-O-M-A-N-C-E-E-E. Say it slowly. Romance. You can do it.
Oh, man. You're an asshole.
I love this song so much. Okay. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, there's even a line from the song that you made Vicky play every single week for the 2 months before you left town.
I made Vicky play that?
Yes, that was...
God!
Because you were picking our out song then.
She's always making me do things.
And you're always listening to her. What is up with you? Oh my gosh. So you have really, I mean, you had a day to yourself before Gemma came home, and that was it. Now it's company. It's not really company when it's your parents.
I did have a day to myself only because Hazel worked away.
Yeah, and you had to wait for the cable guy.
Yeah, so that part of it was nice. Like, it was just nice to, everything was really pretty much done, and I was like, I'm going to actually do my first load of laundry, I'm going to run some dishes to the dishwasher, I'm going to cook lunch, and I have to tell you, the Virgin Media guys were phenomenal. They were so cool.
Aw, you're lucky.
They were like, they said, I was like, my window was between 8 and 1. They were here at 8:03.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So I opened the door, and I'm like, wow. And the guy started laughing, and then they put little booties over their shoes, and I was like, wow. And he goes, yeah, love, you got the good team.
Ah, cute.
So Ray and your partner, whatever his name was, you did a phenomenal job.
Aw, thanks, guys. You made it possible to continue doing the show without any worries.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. And our next-door neighbors moved in this weekend.
You're kidding. Oh, my God. Tell me everything.
Don't know.
Don't know.
Nothing. Don't know nothing.
Where the fuck is Julie? Don't know. Ask her. That's so funny.
By the way, did you love the picture of James?
Yes! Yes, I totally loved the picture of James. Oh, my gosh. So cute, that boy.
So, out of everything about a new house, I'm going to tell you what the hardest thing has been. Are you ready?
Tell me.
Setting up your TiVo.
Why is that hard? TiVo? Wait.
Try and remember every show that you previously had.
Oh, see, no, I just...
We just looked at each other and we both went, Homeland?
Yeah.
And then we sat there for 5 minutes. Homeland?
You know what? That's really funny because I just had to do this with YouVerse, and you're right. We just went through all the channels all week long.
It's crazy, right?
Actually, it was a little crazy. It's a little frustrating. You forget. You forget what you can't live without.
It was brutal.
No matter how
much... Getting to learn the new TV has really been the hardest thing so far.
you forget what you can't live without?
I've got done everything. I've used the oven. I've used the exhaust fan. I've used the stovetop. I've used the dishwasher. I've used the dryer.
That kitchen is so cute. Yeah. No. Your exhaust fan is beautiful. It's very modern with the stainless coming out the wall and then the glass hood itself. It's so pretty. Really, really pretty.
You only place a magnet will stick.
No, you're right. Yeah, so the doors can't be metal, right? We were trying to figure out. They're not metal.
Right. No,
they have
not
to be
metal.
A high lacquered wood or some sort of composite. They're so beautiful. So pretty. So, I don't know.
And they're really easy to keep clean, fingerprint-wise, really easy.
Have you done anything like, have you done any, like, the mandatory tourist stuff with your folks? I mean, they've only been there since Thursday, I know.
Yeah, no, Friday night we had a nice dinner. We walked across to Serafino's. I had crab ravioli. It's a must-have. It's on the list for next time. It's a must.
Okay.
So that's the only place we've really been out to dinner. Yesterday we went to the garden center and the pet store, which is all attached. So my mother has already bought Christmas things for her house.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny, but true, very true.
Crackers, Christmas crackers.
Did you remove
the pop?
Did you remove all the DME stuff? Did you get all the durable medical equipment from the shed and bring it over to your house?
Yeah. She's got her little push scooter here, and she's got the safety handle in the shower.
So funny.
And that's really all she's needed. They actually brought the wheelchair, so she's got that. So we're taking her for a spin up the high street.
Aww, yesterday. Cute. Yeah. Aww. This will be fun.
So they've been, she's bought a new pair of shoes while she was out. Because
of course.
I think she doesn't realize that her feet are a little more swollen in Florida in the heat. And then she comes here and she goes, my shoes don't fit. So she's scuffling along and her heel's not even sticking in her shoe. So she bought a new pair of shoes. And pointed out every food place along the way. There's a cafe up at the street. Did you know there's another cafe over there? There's a bakery over there. Did you know there's a bakery? So she's got all the food places.
You're so funny because you're literally around the corner from where you've lived since you got there. So you're kind of familiar with most of it, right?
I am, but, you know, when you're in the car and you're just whizzing down the high street, you're not really paying attention to all the businesses. But when you're walking and you can actually look in every window and look, and you're just like, whoa. Yesterday we stopped after we went to the garden center. We went to this, came home and unloaded everything. By the way, 5-pound fake Christmas tree. We bought a 5-pound fake Christmas tree.
Really? Where are you going to put it?
Probably on the next to the brown chair near the window.
Oh, okay. Phew. All right.
See if the cats attack the shit out of that.
You know they will.
I know. And so we came home and we unloaded, and then we walked over right around the corner. There's this little manor cafe, and we ate like pigs for the whopping price of $23.90 for four.
For all four of you?
Yes.
Wow.
Two veggie burgers, one full big-time breakfast, one omelet with all the fixings, and drinks. And it was $23.90.
Yay. Your cat just took a shit for us. We're so pleased.
My cat did?
Yeah, she's only your cat when she stinks up the studio while we're in it.
Hi, Kiwi. Hi, Kiwi. Mommy loves when you poop. One.
Where's Deb? Deb is being decidedly antisocial. I'm not exactly sure why, since she's been like off to herself all day. I figured she's home for a little bit. She has to go to work in a little while, so she would hang with us a little. But she's kind of like really separating herself. I think she's having the same separation issues that the rest of our chat room chatters have, which, oh, by the way, let's just jump on that for 1 second. So thank you all for responding so quickly to the podcast. We heard from everybody on the Facebook page, Dan, like right away about how much that they're missing us too. And we love you. And we appreciate you so much for still being listeners and being a part of our family. So before we get to the commentary that Schmooze put in, which we're totally going to get to, there's been a suggestion that we do a chat room Christmas party. And we are all about it. We've already talked about being able... Now, we can't use like a multi-Skype situation because...
Well, first of all, there's no longer a chat program on the NLR site. I know that people have noticed it.
Well, I mean,
so
that,
we're going to find something that everybody can join in.
That was part of our technology. That was part of our technology shutdown before we even like were ready for that. So unfortunately, that went by the wayside somehow without our knowledge. And there's this Google Plus thing or this Google Circle thing. So whoever is familiar with any of this, because we want to make sure that everybody can be there and that we can see each other. It's not going to be a broadcast situation, but it will still be like a conference situation so we can all hear each other. And, you know, throw out some suggestions. Like if we want to do it on a Wednesday night, we could plan that. Denise, we could keep
We just want to kind of get an idea of if people are leaning more towards Google Talk. Or if they if they're Skype centric, then we can do a Skype chat type of thing.
Yeah, but we can't all be on video if we Skype chat.
Some people can't, but you can. There must be a way to do.
You can have a multiple. No, you can do a conference chat. Yeah, you can totally do a multiple conference chat. Totally. So
So we just want to gather some opinions, and then after we get some opinions, we'll pick a date.
Thank you.
And I think that the date should be like just a Wednesday that's right smack in the middle of December.
Okay. So you guys, let me consult my calendar as we speak, Denise, and throw this out there. So I would say the 13th or the 20th. Probably the 13th. Oh, wait, I'm in... sorry, forget that. I'm not in December.
The 11th or the 18th.
Right, the 11th or the 18th. So you guys pick which one is best for you and let us know through Facebook or however you want to contact us, and we will make reservations for our event. And then you'll get to stay up late again. You're kind of like you're digging this, like, end of the afternoon, beginning of the evening thing.
I know, it's not bad at all.
very cool. So one of the other things that we threw out last week, Denise, we talked about, and I'm really, really sorry that we don't have our official clip ready, but we will definitely. We had talked about exit interviews when a relationship is over, and I got to tell you, Schmooze jumped right up onto the page with her suggestions, which I totally love. And she had a couple of really great considerations. When did you give up? Why didn't you think to tell me you had given up? And why didn't we communicate better? Which are all really good questions.
Yeah, they should all go on the list for your exit interview with your ex.
Definitely going to play this.
When your ex is moving out, this should be something that's in place.
So let's keep asking.
Exit interview, just like you're leaving a company.
Right. So let's keep those in mind, because we're going to have more as the weeks go by for sure. So it'll be really fun. So I have to tell you, I had a really fun night this week too. Monday of this past week was Veterans Day here. And both Vicky and Kylie were off, so they decided to spend the day together. And
how cute.
It was so totally cute. And I really wanted to play hooky. Like 3 days this week I wanted to play hooky and I didn't. But they they decided to come visit me at work, which was really cool because it's the first time I've ever been visited at work, Denise, ever since I started this job.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you what?
She visited you at work.
You don't visit me at work. You just come to my work. Stop it. Deb's yelling thank you in the background.
I think I visited you once at Ferguson.
I know you visited me at least once.
It was really, I was only there to see Giselle.
Exactly. Which is right what I was thinking. It had nothing to do with me, and you know it, and I know it too. All right.
Yeah. She's so like, don't fucking lie to me. You were only there to see Giselle.
Fuck that shit. Yeah, I knew it too. And you know, I don't blame you. Really. I only stayed there for 5 years to see Giselle. It's true. It's true. She outed me the day I started. The day I started.
That's a true friend right there.
Yep, still is. She's still a good girl. Still a good friend. So they, all right, and then we decided to have dinner together. So we ended up at my favorite Panera. I love Panera. It was a really fun time. We had a blast. We were singing. We were giggly. She was a silly girl. She was telling us her version of how she gets
in trouble. You should have heard Kylie.
Nice. It's fun to hear Kylie's version of how Kylie gets in trouble at school. That's actually really kind of fun, of her version of what happened at school.
Very dramatic.
She's very dramatic.
She stands up. And
I don't know where she gets up.
I have no idea. No idea whatsoever. I can't even imagine. Oh, my God.
Like she even did the little hands thing, like the take one. Like, yeah. She was on a performance.
Yeah, she was doing like a clapboard. It was awesome.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm like, is that really how it happened? Well, that's how I remember it, Bubby. Vicky, what did you do? You guys went for mani-pedis.
Yeah, we did.
Mani-pedis.
That's a great afternoon.
It was. So jealous. Mm-hmm. Right around the corner from my office, and I'm just sitting there with these claw-like toes just waiting for somebody to take care of them for me.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. Jalons. Well, they're cut. They just look like shit. Remember Bonnie? Remember our friend Bonnie?
Yeah.
Bonnie Gorman. And one day we're sitting around, you know, when we were all hanging around her house all the time, and she looks down at my feet. My toenails were cut just fine, and she goes, you really need to do something about those feet. I didn't realize that I had horrible nail beds. Who knew? And more importantly, who cared?
Bonnie.
Bonnie cared. Aw, Bonnie.
Right.
Aw. So this past week, Denise, was the 10th annual ride for, what is it called? The Smart Ride, the 10th annual Smart Ride.
Right.
And, of course, the Pride Center has a huge team representing every single year, and they actually broke $1 million in donations, which is fucking fantastic. So smartride.com, you can still support .org. You can still support the organization. This money goes for research and housing and funding all kinds of grants and facilities. So if you're interested, do so, because it's so amazing how many people are involved. Over 800 riders, which 800, no, over 500 cyclists, which means there were almost 1,000 people in total, because they average like one volunteer for every rider. So it's really very amazing and something to be super proud of. Great song. Something to be super proud of and to be a part of in this community. 165 miles from Miami to Key West. Beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah. 3 days. It's fantastic.
Holy moly. Those are good numbers.
Yep. Very good numbers. Very good numbers. So excited about that, cracking that $1 million mark. That was really huge.
When I had a drink and a chat with Tracy Dinwiddie.
I was going to ask you about that
last week. And speaking of the AIDS life cycle rides, that is near and dear to her heart, and she has raised some amazing big bucks money on her own with these things. So if anybody that's interested, like West Coast Way, in doing these AIDS life cycle rides, my God, get in touch with Tracy. That's all I can tell you.
Really?
Get in touch with her. She has big ideas of what she would like to see happen and what she wants to see happen, and her commitment to it is just absolutely unwavering, and it's actually inspiring, you know? It really is.
How was the rest of that chat? Good?
It really was. I mean, she is like just an incredible individual. I mean, in all honesty, she, you know, obviously we know her as an actress from Elena Undone.
Yeah.
But she also is a producer. She's in the producer mix for Raven's Touch, Marina Rice Bader's project. Of course, she is a yoga master, yoga instructor.
Yeah.
She is a trapeze artist. She's a sweetie traveler. And she's just like, she is seriously an all-around badass. She's a drummer.
Yes.
She loves the drumming stuff. Her and Shannon have big plans for a really cool idea. You know how Sweet cleans up the beaches?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Well, after the beach cleaning excursions, the things that they find on the beach, they are going to use as some form of percussion.
Really?
And do a drumming circle with the things that they're cleaning up from the beach, yep.
Oh, I love it! Oh, that's totally
cute,
cool!
Ideas, and she was really fun to talk to. She's very easygoing and down-to-earth and humble. And, you know, I mean, we just had a great chat. I mean, we spent like a half an hour together. It was great. And the interview itself is doing really well. Like, within a week, we had 400 downloads, I think.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask you that. People know where to find you. Let's remind everybody.
Drinkandachat.podbean.com.
Fantastico. Beautiful.
Yeah, so that went really good. And there's still, you know, Rolla Salbeck interview is still up there. Tracy Ryerson won. Tracy Ryerson and Stymie, I mean, you guys know them from the real first season of The Real L Word, when, you know, her storyline was the only thing that made The Real L Word worth watching.
Yes.
You recall she hadn't come out to her mom, to her mother yet.
Yes.
She was doing that, yeah. So that was like, you know, and I told her right then and there, that's what reality TV was supposed to be like before it took this hard left.
Yeah, where it's like all about, you know, the sensationalism of it.
Right. You know, so we had a really good talk. Her and Stymie are going to be at the Candy Bar on November 23rd. This is coming up Saturday.
Yeah.
It's coming Saturday.
Yep.
So they'll be at the Candy Bar in Soho in London on Saturday, and with a special guest, Heather Peace. So there's going to be a little bit of stand-up from Stymie, some music from Heather. So you got some comedy, some music, autographs, and Q&As. And it's a ticketed event. So if you are interested in seeing Tracy and Stymie and Heather Peace, then go to lionheadevents.co.uk and see if there's any tickets left. I really have no idea, but I believe it is a ticketed event. So hopefully you can get in and come hang with the girls. They'll be there all day.
Are you going to be able to go?
I don't think so, because I think we'll be in Brighton seeing Horse on the 22nd. I'm not sure we'll be back in time.
Oh, okay. They're, right, and you're taking your mom to that, which is so awesome, bae. I love that.
We're taking my mom, and Nikki Mitchell is opening, and it's all at the Thistle Hotel down in Brighton, and it is Horse's birthday and her lovely wife AJ's birthday. So it is. We went to this last year on November 22nd.
Yep.
And it was just an amazing night. Their families are usually there. It's a gorgeous grand ballroom that they play in. The sound, the acoustics are phenomenal. It's full band. You just can't go wrong. I'm telling you, you just cannot go wrong. It's a great evening of entertainment. And then throw in Nikki Mitchell this time around. Wow.
That's entertainment at its finest right there. That's a lot
yeah.
of fun. Yeah, very much a lot of fun. And, you know, I've been following...
So we're going to try and go down around dinner time and maybe have... We've got two options. There's a new vegetarian restaurant that we want to try, or there's Jamie Oliver. So we're thinking about going down early, having a bite to eat, maybe doing a little gambling at the casino, and then
maybe.
Coming back, and Mommy will take a little nap, and then come down for the horse concert.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think you should do Jamie Oliver again. I don't know. Veggie, yes, but Jamie Oliver's, come on, it's a once-a-year thing, don't you think?
I know. I mean, man, I'll never forget sucking the drip of truffle oil off my shirt.
I'll never forget it either. Because I would be so with you on that. Oh my God, she's still saying, guys, this is the truth. Yeah, yeah, this is the truth.
Yeah.
Super.
But, you know, speaking of food, I just came from a Sunday roast at Hazel's with the lovely Kirsten Arnold and Mandy Giel, and man, was it ever phenomenal.
What'd she make this
time?
Not
only did she make a roast turkey breast, she also made my mother her own little roast glazed pork belly.
What?
Yes.
I'm aghast. That sounds delicious.
We had roasted potatoes, carrots, cauliflower cheese bake.
God. Did the house feel funny? I know you've been back there all week, you know, on and off, but did the house feel funny this time in particular?
Yeah.
Weird.
There's been like a major uncluttering and clean out and straighten up, and there's more counter space than I've ever seen even on vacation when I was there before I moved here. It's just incredible. So, yeah, you know, and it was good to see Lucy because I know she's having a hard time. She's missing the boys a little bit.
Just a little bit,
but it was a wonderful, wonderful dinner. I mean, everything. And then she had apple and blackcurrant crumble and cherry pie for dessert with custard and then double thick cream.
Oh, my God. Mm. What?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds...
It was a traditional roast.
Delicious. Not like a traditional boil, but a traditional roast. Wait, was the Yorkshire pudding...
My mother and Rick were very impressed.
Was there Yorkshire pudding?
There was not Yorkshire pudding. There wasn't enough flour. Gemma was going to make one because she's the queen. She's the queen of Yorkshire.
Yeah.
So instead, we substituted with a little American stovetop stuffing.
That's hilarious. That's a little funny.
You can't get that anywhere.
Scared the shit out of me. Oh, wait, hold on. I have to say goodbye to the deserter.
All right, do what you got to do.
Why are you so apart from us? She doesn't like us anymore.
How's my aunt?
Well, I'm going to tell you how she is. Can you stay for a minute?
Bye, Deb. You've got a beautiful smile, and you're such a hard worker.
You got a beautiful smile. You're such a hard worker. Thank you.
You know, we called Aunt Joanne, and the first thing we said, it wasn't like, how you doing? Are you settled? Or, how's Deb?
They called Aunt Joanne.
It's wonderful.
Her, how you doing?
Those girls, they look after me, those girls.
I got to tell you. Well, I'll tell you when she actually leaves. I'm kind of bummed that you're not being with us at all.
She's
going to
work.
Okay. Bye. I wanted to tell you about AJ's arrival. It was just a little bit funny. You know, she came in the
Aunt
dark.
Aunt Joanne touched down on what, the 11th?
Monday the 11th at 5 o'clock in the morning. So, you know.
She takes that Spirit Airlines flight and leaves at like 2 a.m.
Yeah. So I don't even know what time she got home, but I left to go to work Monday morning not expecting the door to be cracked, and it wasn't. And then Monday is the night I spent with the girls, so I didn't get home till almost 10, and I figured, oh my God, if she's even awake, I'll be so shocked. So the door was totally closed. Now, Deb is off Tuesdays and Wednesdays, right? So she...
Wednesdays and Thursdays,
my bad. So then Tuesday, I did something after... Oh, I had to go drop off my car. Pearl needed whatever. Let's not talk about it because I don't care. But I didn't get home again until almost 9. The house is pitch black again. So... Wednesday, I go to work. Still, the door is cracked. Bless you. And I'm like, okay, now I'm taking it a little bit personal. Just a little bit personal. I'm taking it that the door's not open. I know I could go knock, but not on the way to work. I get to work Wednesday. Deb has already had...
Did you eat a burp?
I did!
Okay.
Deb's like already texting me. She was talking about, because Deb was giving me her Wednesday menu, and then, like, I stopped hearing from her, and about 3 hours later, I get AJ stopped by. I'm like, oh, how did it go? So sure enough, you know, they had to catch up, and Deb's telling me all this stuff that, you know, I really didn't know, but, you know, but you and I talk enough that... I know how she was feeling and why she was coming and all, like, so she had to tell Deb the whole story, which was really, really funny. And then I get home Wednesday night and I'm like, what's up with the doors closed? What's going on? So Deb's like, oh, I have to bring her something anyway. Hold on. So she walks across the...
I'll bring you over.
Yeah. She walks across the sidewalk and I'm like, well, I want to go say hi. And I can't because she's already on the way over here. So now Vicky's here for dinner, and we're working on the grid zombie outlet mall ideas. And Andrew N comes and she wants to sit and have a chat. So it was. She looks so much better than I thought she would because, you know, she always comes down a little gray, like a lot gray.
Yeah.
She looked so much better than I thought she did. She was sharp. She was not with, she was walking without a cane. I mean, because your mom left already Wednesday.
Yeah, right.
So
Wednesday
she,
evening.
She, the mom, you know, so she had one day with her, not even a whole day because she had to, like, get her shit together too, and your mom was getting ready to leave. So I heard all about that. But that's okay. It's all good. So she was just a font of information. It was really fun catching up with her. And she's, Deb's talking about what she's making for dinner. And I'm like, we'll bring you a plate when everything is done. And she goes, no, I already ate. Oh, what'd you make already? I just made pasta and peas and mushrooms. So, like a fool, I went, I love that. Vicky loves it too, except for the mushrooms. And she goes, I'll bring you the leftovers. No, you don't have to. There's plenty of dinner. And all the while, that alarm's going off in the back of my head. Zing, zing, zing.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff about the food in the fridge too, because I know what was new. I know what came in. The turkey, the bread, the eggs, none of that shit was in the pasta with peas and mushrooms.
I know.
So Deb walks her home and she comes back with this entire container, which I promptly take a photo of, text it to you, and say, it's already
the
begun.
First offering.
It sat on the counter till our dinner was over, and then we tossed it and cleaned
you
the
have to. Like, if anybody thinks, oh, those guys are assholes, you don't understand.
Let's explain it one more time. Go ahead.
Aunt Joanne thinks that she does this phenomenal fridge clean out for when she's leaving Florida and going back to New York for 6 months. But she doesn't really throw anything out. So if you look in her refrigerator while she's gone, she has potato chips with a chip clip on it.
Yep.
She's got butter in a butter dish. She's got boxes of cereal in the fridge. She thinks if everything's in the fridge, that it's going to be okay.
Correct.
So she has expired mayonnaise. She has expired
milk. Expired
salad dressing.
Yeah.
No, she's pretty good about milk, but usually mayonnaise, salad dressings. Oh, you know, God only knows how long the oil's in there. It's two separated things.
Gross.
Half lard, half So. So I just gave Donna a little advice before Aunt Joanne came down. I should be very careful with the first month of meals because she's using butter that's been sitting in the dish.
Plus, God knows how long that stuff's
how
been.
How long before she left, but, you know, a good solid 6 months. And, you know, and so everything is like that. So I was like, be really careful because she just jumps right back in and starts using it.
I've never seen gray peas before, ever. Gray.
Yeah.
Gray peas.
Yeah.
Gray peas.
Yeah.
I didn't even tell you what came the next day because we already.
Ooh, what was that?
We already talked about, you know, we had already talked about Zippy, you know, how she'd already seen her twice and she was going to cook for her over the weekend because, like, remember you talked about your mom, which your mom is so good because the minute Zippy's not able to really eat too much. So the minute she says, you know what I'd really like, your mother makes it immediately and brings it over. So,
oh my God, my mother's made lemon meringue pie, apple pie, spaghetti and meatballs, wedding soup, chicken soup.
Brings it right over. Exactly.
Roast beef. Yeah.
So so AJ was saying that she's going to make sauce and meatballs for
For Zippy.
That this weekend. And the next day, Denise, Thursday, I know she hasn't gotten anything fresh yet. I know it because she hadn't left the house. The car is in the exact same position as we left it on Sunday.
Yeah.
She had brought sauce and meatballs over, and I'm like, oh, Deb. So Deb's like, should I just dump it right away? And I'm like, no, you have to at least put it in the fridge for like an hour so she can, if she says, did we eat it? I have to show her that we tasted it. I feel so bad.
It's only for your own good because, you know, botulism will hold you down for
days at a time. But I really
do. E. coli. Yeah, that shit will kill you.
I really do have a good excuse for not eating anybody else's food this week because, you know, we've talked about Deb's, like, insane cooking binge that she's on. And she had decided to make Boston baked beans in the crock pot for 2 days.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And she wanted to serve it with something. So Vicky picked ham, and I picked this delicious roasted butternut squash thing, and it was a fucking feast of all feasts on Wednesday night with leftovers. The beans were amazing,
like
thick and rich and oniony.
Did you eat the beans?
I have a bowl here. She saved me some.
I know, but they actually weren't ready for Wednesday. They really did need a full day. So we had baked macaroni and cheese.
She saved me some, she said.
They're so good.
Today.
They're ridiculously good.
I like beans.
They're so good.
I know,
my God.
That's why I asked. Yeah.
They are, like, amazing. So now she's on this binge. I don't know. I think this Wednesday we're going to have, or one night this week we're going to have, like, a mock Thanksgiving dinner, because then the following week Thanksgiving is Thank You Cuss, so we are not going to have all the traditional sides. Actually, I don't even care if she makes the turkey. We just want all the stuff that goes with it, including what, Vicky?
Fruit freeze.
Oh yeah.
Yes, all of you Ohio Midwestern pale people must know.
No, that's my mom's name for it. I don't know what it really is.
Yeah, because we had something similar, but we just called it ambrosia.
Yeah, but it's not right. It's similar, but
not frozen.
Not frozen, right. And there's no coconut in this. This is Cool Whip.
No, we had coconut. Coconut. No, yours. You know, the canned fruit cup thing, isn't
right.
it?
Right, your ambrosia. Correct. Ambrosia has Cool Whip in it. This is fruit cocktail and Miracle Whip and gelatin and Cool Whip.
Right, but and then you freeze it.
And then you refreeze
it. It kind of hardens a little bit, but enough to eat, yeah.
No,
I know what it is, and I'm okay with it.
I can hear her.
I would eat that.
I would eat it. I would
say. Miracle Whip and Cool Whip?
It's still kind of gag when I think about it, but it actually does have a tangy, yummy flavor to it. It's the strangest shit ever, seriously.
Crazy. Yeah.
I'm okay with other people not liking it. And
exactly.
More for me.
That's how Vicky knows that she's loved, when she finds fruit freeze in the freezer from me.
I got to give Deb credit because, man, she will make the weirdest shit that somebody, you know, something like Julie's taco pie.
Yeah.
You know, like, really, she jumps right in. She doesn't waver in her effort. She doesn't compromise or try and, you know, put a flair on it. She follows the recipe because somebody said, I like this, or this sounds good.
Yep, she's very, very, very good. She is very,
very
good.
Very accommodating.
I try to get her to make, oh, did I forget the German apple cake? I did. And the dessert was German apple cake. Fucking ridiculously delicious.
Yeah, it doesn't just stop with cooking. She bakes as well.
Which is not her forte. She's not a baker per se, and she's still been really good about
it. No, but I mean, really, since I've been gone, I've seen plates of cookies, I've seen soufflés.
In this house.
You know?
In my huge, gigantic kitchen, nothing. In this house, with the kitchen the same size you're in right now? It's so funny.
Yeah, well, everything's within arm's reach.
I think you might be right. Oh, my God.
You're just cooking a whirlwind, and you're not even running around or anything. It's just your arms.
Oh, my God. I'm not. You're absolutely right, actually. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Step to the right, step to the left. Step to the right, step to the left. No big deal.
Oh, I remember we were so worried we were going to build a workspace and then have it on wheels and everything, and we've not even needed it. It's just been so convenient. She's right. It's working out really well, this tiny kitchen thing. And the crock pot's a new love. We've owned it for over a year, and I used it maybe two times, and then it's on the counter. We threw away the box. Like, it's officially part of our regular activities.
Oh, yeah. My mom swears by those, man. She makes everything, sausage, peppers, and onions.
I'm getting lentil. I'm getting lentil squash and lentil soup this week is what I think I'm getting. I asked for something vegetarian just to have a little. I mean, we've been eating these delicious heavy meals, but I asked for something vegetarian just to try. You know, like try
Meatless Monday, if you will.
Meatless Monday. That's correct. I remember those days. Good.
Yeah, that's a big deal thing, actually. I mean, it's really caught on, because I just got an email from Deb Moss. She's coming for a visit in February.
Oh, my!
I know, she's very excited, so she's getting all the Riverside / Aldwych Theater folks together again.
Oh, cool!
Yeah, so we're going to, everybody, like Daniel and Lindsay and Gemma Donahoe and all these people that, you know, that we were all together for such a long period of time, so everybody's getting together, and they were trying to pick a place and the menu and where to be and what night, and somebody just suggested Meatless Monday.
Perfect. Perfect tie-in.
Yep. And I'm like, what? I thought that was just a, no, that's international, apparently.
It is. Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's good to know. I could live with that. I'm like, I need something tofu-y next. Something tofu-y, but I don't think tofu and crockpot go together. I think that would just be redundantly mushy. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Ben
yeah.
makes really good tofu. Yummy.
That's really the only way I'll eat it. The other way was the time at the Mellow Mushroom, but I had it in some kind of sandwich.
That was tempeh, and that was really good.
Oh, yeah, that was okay,
oh
right.
Oh, my God, the Mellow
But, yeah,
mushroom.
I think as far as chunks and stuff, like if I get the tofu pad thai, I like it because it's got the crispy edges on it.
Me too. Oh, my God, the Mellow Mushroom. Denise, when was the last time we were there?
With Jen and Stacy when they first met.
No, well, that's the last time we were there, but I've been there one. Yeah. I've been there a couple of times since. And I remember, all I remember is, I think maybe Vicky and I will get in the car and go up to Mellow Mushroom today. Right. Want to go? Right. Yeah, right, we'll go right
have
after.
Have a woodchuck pear cider.
Oh, my first one. Those are in my fridge right now. I don't have to wait.
No way.
Oh, way, yeah. Those are.
Those were so good.
Oh, wait, not the woodchuck. Are they home? Are they there? Is it your mom? Are they coming in?
No, you know what? I have a motion light outside, and every time those people next door go to their car, I think it's been going off, so I keep going, what is it light?
Got it. Okay. So, we also, I forgot what else we were gonna share with everybody today. We're just swinging it today, guys. Just
did Aunt Joanne eat over the night that you made that phenomenal menu came into play?
No, she didn't want to hang out, but we brought her food the next day, so she had a whole plate for the next day.
Okay.
So she got she just got ham and beans because we had leftovers Thursday to have with the beans. Oh my God. Let me just tell you, Deb brought beans to my mother. Deb has picked up apples from my mother. I haven't seen or spoken to my mother in 2.5 weeks.
That's funny.
Deb has seen and spoken to my mother every other day for the last 2.5 weeks. So my mom's like, just tell my daughter, blah, blah, blah. Really? Really? Thanks.
That's awesome.
I don't know about that. I don't know how I feel about that. My mom's like, just ask Deb. She leaves me a voicemail. I was going to tell you, I talked to your son, and I was just going to, but you know, just ask Deb. I told her everything. Really? Aww. Bummer. All right, then.
Well, you know, that happens when my mom and when my mother and Gemma get together. It's like a gang up on Denise Fest.
I know. Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous.
Well, that's not that unusual, though.
Oh, it's like, give it a break.
So funny. It is kind of funny.
They get on, like, my mother would be like, are you taking vitamin D pills? And I go, well, I bought them. I just started taking them. Gemma, is she, like, she doesn't believe me. She turns to Gemma. Does she take them? Does she really take them?
What is up
like,
with
oh, my God. I just said I did.
It's like being married, only different. It's really weird.
It's very funny.
It's very funny. Very weird.
Oh, man. Honestly. And then the funniest thing since my mother and Rick have got here, my mother has told this story to anyone that will listen.
Oh, my God. Tell me. Yes, tell me.
So this is my mom talking. So we're getting ready to leave. And now, days leading up to our departure date, I have a list on the island in the kitchen where you cannot miss it that says things to do.
Yeah.
Right? So she's got a list, and she's got, like, turn off the water, unplug the computer, you know, just things like that.
Yeah,
so this list.
Right.
And it's been there for 3-4 days. So now she goes, so on our departure day, we're all set, dressed and everything. I'm getting ready to, we're getting ready to walk out the door. And I say to Rick, did you turn the water off? And he was like, well, no, you got to use the bathroom before we go, right? You're going to use the bathroom? Well, I want you to use the bathroom, turn the water off. So my mother goes, all right. So she goes and uses the bathroom. She comes out, and she was like, Rick, do you know where my glasses are? So he's putting the luggage in the car. And he's like, your glasses. Oh, where last time you had them on your face? Are they in the living room? Where are they at? Are they in the kitchen? Where are you guys going? You got to wear your glasses, right? So so they find her glasses, and then the luggage is all packed. He closes the trunk. They close up the house. They get in the car. Halfway to Miami Airport, she goes, Rick, did you turn the water off? And he's like, nope. She goes, well, you're joking with me, right? I mean, it's been on the list for like 3 days. I mean, I just said it before I used the bathroom. He was like, no, I forgot because we couldn't find your glasses. And then I go, well, get your glasses. I forgot to turn the water, so whatever. Mm-hmm. Call my sister. My sister will go turn the water off. Call my sister.
I love it.
So now my mother's trying Karen, and she knows Karen, his sister, is at the casino. So now she's stressing. And my mom doesn't leave a voicemail message because she wants to speak to a human.
Right.
So she calls Karen 13 times.
I know this.
On the way to Miami Airport.
I've experienced this.
You've seen her in action, right?
Yep.
So she never reaches Karen, and now she's really pissed.
I love it.
So she goes, did you unplug the computer? He's like, I don't think so. She was like, did you set the alarm? He goes, yeah, I set the alarm. And she goes, I don't even care if something gets stolen. I care if we come home and everything is water soaked.
Oh, my God.
She has told this story so many times, right? Told it to Hazel. First she told it to me and Hazel in the car. Then she told it to Gemma. Now she's telling it to Mandy, Kirsten. Then Mandy walks in, so she tells it. I feel so bad for Rick that I just looked at Hazel and I was like, give me the phone. Give me the phone, because I can't listen to the story again, and I'm going to call Karen. Last night she was having a shitter. Rick, did you call Karen? Did you call Karen? Did you call Karen? So he finally calls, he gets her voicemail, he leaves a message. That's not good enough.
Oh my God, Denise.
Because what is she going to do? How is she going to call him back to find out whether, you know? So I was like, Hazel, give me the phone. So I call Karen.
Yeah, yeah, smart.
And I reach Karen, and I'm like, Karen. She's like, Denise?
Is something wrong?
Karen, you are the topic of our dinner conversation all the way here in Surrey, England. Like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I'm sitting around a table with my family and friends, and we need to know if you turned the water off at Rick and Marley. And she was like, of course I turned the water off.
Of course.
So I hang up with her, and I'm like, now, Mom, enjoy your holiday.
My God.
She was not having it. She was not going to be able. She said, I was up at 4 in the morning. I don't know what was keeping me up. I'm like, probably thinking about a flood.
The water! Do they turn the water off all the time, like even if they just go away for a day or two?
No, only on these big 2-week trips.
That's just so funny because I can't imagine.
Like a 7-day cruise or something like that.
Yeah, I don't.
But yeah, she's very neurotic about it because she, she works in insurance. And even though she worked in like the health insurance, she worked in the office where they sold all lines. So she would hear these horrible stories about people that would be away for just a weekend and, you know, the hose on the washer or something disconnected. And so,
that's hilarious.
Yeah,
of all the things.
A nervous wreck about it.
Of all the things that can happen while you're out of town.
That's pretty bad, yeah. Ask Aunt Joanne about that.
Well, when I was a child and I lived in New England, we used to drive to Florida in February. And we would come with the camper, my whole family. And we would drive south and then spend a week and then drive north. So we were gone for a total of 2 weeks. And the pipes froze in our home and then they burst from the ice.
Yeah.
So the entire house was flooded. So that's something that really like sticks with you for life. But
exactly.
I'm trying to think if I've ever turned. My mom turns the water off at her place when they go for the summer. But I mean,
I think I did. I turned the water off when we went on the sweet cruise. But like, I don't think I've ever thought to do it when we were away for 3-4 days in Key West or something like that. No. But a long trip, yeah.
I don't. Yeah, where's the water here?
Each individual one. There's.
Oh,
one
you turned
the
them
kitchen.
Off in the. Oh, okay. I thought you turned off the main. Yeah,
but the main one is in the. Well, I'm sure Aunt Joanne can show you because she has Ward turn her water off.
That's true.
In
also,
the front.
That is kind of funny. Yeah. Anyway, so we, Denise, have yet another special Actually, before I get there, I have a text from Deb wondering if we've heard from Hannah May. For some reason,
I have a tweet from Hannah May.
Oh, okay, good. Because I'm not exactly sure why she would text me that after she left for work. But here's she wants to know: has anybody heard from the listener? Has anybody heard from the listener in the Philippines? I'm like, well, let me ask.
Hannah May, she saw a tweet of mine and she said, "Wow, you've moved into a new house. I'm really missing out. I have podcasts to catch up on." And then early this week, I had retweeted Gold Star Dyke Kelly,
yes,
a lesbian lounge question.
She did?
And it seemed to be, like, probably a serious one, so she had tweeted it out there. And, of course, Hannah May jumped right on that and said, "I can relate, except on the part that they're being physical. I hope this question gets featured on one of your shows." But they didn't write in to have it answered on the Lesbian Lounge, so I didn't go in and see what it was all about. But I did just retweet it so that possibly somebody could help this person out.
We're not allowed to broadcast a question.
So she's on top of it. Hannah May's on top of it.
All right. Well, I want to say hi to her, too, because it's rare. She would always wake up and have breakfast with us.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So now we know that that's not a possibility, but we, we miss you too. And that Deb was thinking of her made me laugh, so that's a little funny. Well,
I want to give a huge shout out to the girls, the Smiling Knife girls. They were so appreciative to be featured.
Holy shit, right?
On a show, they've invited me to the CD party, the launch party. They were, they were so grateful. It was like, oh my god, okay, we're just little, but they relax. Thank you.
We're not just little. We reach thousands of women every week.
I know. She said, "You guys are brilliant. Thanks so much for the spotlight on Smiling Knife. So glad you dig the vibe.
Love it.
As you are a new neighbor, please come to the album launch and send a Facebook invitation." So, yeah, that's awesome. And Angie Davis Hearts Peen says hello.
What?
Angie Davis.
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
Angie, our comedian friend.
I know who you mean. She just, like, says hello?
Well, I told her that we were talking a little bit about her on the show, and she said, "Thank you, Dollface. I'm going to give it a listen tomorrow when I'm home from work." And she said, thank you and hello.
Wow.
I'm a little
verklempt.
a little niche. Yeah, she's awesome.
I think she's hilarious.
She really is.
Let's talk about who's going to be our guest this week on Getting to Know You. Because this is going to make you super happy.
Who is the guest this week, actually?
You'll find out in a moment, and she owes us, motherfucker. Hold on. Oh. Here she comes.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you. Getting to like you. Getting to hope you like me. Getting to know you. It my way, but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea.
Let's tell her that her answers will never be as good as Lord Collins.
Hello.
Kippa!
What's going on?
Hey, lame nuts. What's shaking?
Really?
What did you call me?
Lame nuts.
Lame nuts.
That's
nice.
Pretty fucking funny. How's the move going, chick?
Oh, I'm getting tired. It's not quite done, but it's close.
I thought you were going to have it all done in a half a day.
I was hoping so.
Oh, yeah. Big dreams. Doesn't really work out that way, does it?
It never works out the way I planned.
No. Such is life.
But that's okay. Moves can be very surprising. So, before we get started, seriously, good words for you from who else? Dana, but who else? Who else said that we had compliments for her, didn't we? This week?
JK, never mind. Nobody likes you.
Okay, you're right. Very right.
I was Lori Collins.
Before we get started, I just want you to know that your answers will not ever be as good as Lori Collins, no matter how hard you try. Just saying. All right, Cooperstein, you know you're here because this is your first round, but our third time at this fantastic game that we call with that we play with listeners called Getting to Know You. And I know you've been catching up on podcasts, so...
I don't think she's there
she's
yet.
She's not even to number one yet, right?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, this is going to be a lot of fun. The reason why we invented this game is because we feel like everybody knows every single thing about us everywhere, and we want to know our listeners just a little bit better, so we put together a list of questions, and no thinking, no long drawn out answers. Just hear the answer, make a decision, plop out your response, and move on. You ready?
All right, let's go.
Question number one, Denise.
If you could create a magic pill for yourself, what would you want it to do?
Oh, God. A magic pill for myself. It would... What kind of fucked up question is that?
It's the best one. Just answer it.
I'm trying. It's a difficult one.
No thinking.
God, there's so many answers. Would you want a tighter snatch? Would you want to be able to hear better?
Turn into whoever I wanted to turn into. How about that?
Oh.
I don't know.
Stalker.
No, because you would make it be me.
Yeah. What?
She turned into Denise.
Yeah. The world doesn't need another one.
Oh, my. Oh, my times three right now. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. How would you end this sentence?
Uh-oh.
I get totally turned on when I see a woman wearing...
A tight shirt. I don't know.
Okay.
I guess it depends if she has big breasts or not, you know.
Do you need them to be big?
No, I don't need them to be big.
Okay.
Do you like it when they're big?
I am an equal opportunity...
Boobist.
Boobologist.
Boobist, yeah. Equal opportunity boobist. Excellent. Okay. What are we on?
Number three.
Three. What TV show characters would you like to hang out with?
TV show characters. Current or
either.
Overall?
Any.
Doesn't
whatever.
Matter.
Any TV show characters.
You could do one past, one present, whatever.
How about Dexter?
Oh my God. He's big with the Lezzies.
He is big with the Lezzies.
Who knew?
I enjoy the Dexter as well.
But would you have thought?
I'm currently catching up on the Dexters. I'm in like season three.
How on earth does she have any time to do anything with the catching up?
If you're not listening to podcasts, you're watching Dexter, for God's sakes.
What else are you catching up on?
This is why I'm not moved by now.
Good answer.
All right, number four.
What's something you do when you are all alone at home that you wouldn't do when someone else is there?
Hmm.
I have two answers.
I think Denise already knows the answer to this one, and it probably would be eating baklava in my underwear.
Nice.
That's a good one. That's a keeper. Keep doing that.
I'm going to visualize that for a moment.
You're welcome.
Wait, when you say underwear, does that include the bra or no bra?
Shirt, no bra, panties.
Shirt, panties. She just said panties. I have to now unfriend her immediately.
I don't really ever call them panties. I don't really like the words. So I'm not sure why I said that.
Are they boxers or are they bloomers? What do you got?
No, they're women's underwear.
Knickers.
I'm not very fond of them, but I'm a cheapskate, so, you know.
Okay.
All right.
They fit a girl nicely.
I'm working on that.
All right. Cooper, your mom asks what a queef is. What do you tell her?
My mom would never ask what a queef
was.
Well,
just say she just came to you and said, Sarah, what's a queef?
She would not ask that question.
Let's pretend she did. What would you say?
I would tell her it was a vagina fart.
I love that people get technical with that.
I like that. Because it takes us right into number six, which is, what is your favorite word for vagina?
So many.
Probably pussy.
Pussy's a good word. Guess.
Nobody's going with beaver. I'm so surprised.
Nobody
beaver,
said mine
Beaver, cooter,
either.
Cooch, poon. Cooter. Wow. Mm-mm-mm. Cooter.
Your no-no place.
The no-no place.
The no-no, the hoo-hoo.
That's funny, because mine's the yes-yes place.
With an exclamation point.
With an exclamation point. 7 exclamation points, actually, yes, we did.
All right, Coop. All right, put your...
I love your laugh, Donna.
All right. If you could toaster any straight chick right now, who would it be?
If I could do what to a straight chick?
If you could toaster any straight chick.
Oh, see, I'm going to show my ignorance. What does that mean?
Turn them out. Turn out a straight chick.
Ask your mom.
Have your way. Have to go with. Ask your mom.
I forgot already.
Vicky says ask your mom. We didn't hear your answer. What was your answer?
I said my answer was that I couldn't remember the question already, so repeat it.
So what straight girl would you bang, given the opportunity that she was okay with it?
Straight girl. What straight girl would I bang? I'm sorry, you guys, I'm in the middle of a move here, all right?
Really, really, no excuse. If you're going to be part of the show, you have to be ready to do anything at any moment. Let's go!
All in. Straight girl, all set to be banged.
Or need
to be...
Is
Claire Danes considered straight?
Yes.
Yes.
I'd bang her.
Okay. That was good, actually. That was a good one.
Pulling a tooth over here. Okay, number 8. I mean, bonus question, last question. Get it right. Don't fail. So far, Lori Collins is way ahead of you on these. Just saying.
Her. I'm just kidding.
What do you think Melissa Etheridge smells like?
Probably weed.
Oh, yes.
Brava, my friend.
Excellent.
Brava,
weed,
my
dear. Patchouli or something. Or like leather or rawhide, like, you know, because she wears cuffs and shit.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
She's well versed in the Etheridge. She might get this one. We might put one in her column now and take it away from Colin.
You're so easy.
All right, kid. Have fun with the rest of your day, and we will let you know when this will broadcast, but I'm sure you'll be with us.
Oh, definitely.
All right, have fun. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, bud.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. I tell you what, she's way behind. We need to send her a special invitation right here.
Cooper, my God, we'll have to tag her in this podcast post.
It's funny because I think we were talking about her last weekend, and I'm like, she got a job. She changed her job. Well, she got an advance at her job. She got a girlfriend, and she's like in school, so she has no time for us at all.
Yeah, that's what happens.
No time for us whatsoever.
But you know what? When things come to a screeching halt in any one of those areas, we're there.
We're right there. We never leave you. We're right here, just like a bad herpes attack. We're right with you.
Like a bad tattoo.
Oh, man.
Like a tattoo that you can never get rid of.
I was a little behind on that one.
I thought I could bring you up to speed with that.
I was a little tiny bit behind.
Pew, pew, pew.
Oh, fucking A, man. You know what? That's going to be the question. Hey, you little fat fuck, how's that tattoo?
Right?
Stop. Stop.
There you go. Simple, easy to remember.
Love you guys so much. I just, you know, I was listening to the Coop, and, you know, Denise, there's a comment that you made that actually Vicky and I have actually discussed a little bit at length, because when asked about the queef, she said, a vagina fart, and you said, there she goes, being all technical. We were just wondering...
Clinical, I meant clinical.
What would not be clinical about a queef? Like, how would you describe a queef in a clinical way for real? Like, vagina?
I'm not quite sure.
It's vagina.
I mean, I'll ask my mother, because she's... Ollie just went in the office. I'll ask my mother, because she's walking in.
Well, get Mom over here. Put her on speaker for a second. Hi, Mom. She's got to go all the way there for me to see her.
Keep an eye out for...
Oh, my God! There's
Hello,
Gemma!
Mother.
Hi, Gemma! Hi! Oh, I love your hair. She's got her winter dark hair on. I love it.
She does have her winter dark hair on.
On.
Been shopping again.
Vicky's teasing me by playing Jen Foster right now, and here's why, Denise. Because at 1:15 yesterday afternoon, I discovered that Jen Foster was in Orlando on November 16th. Yeah, Saturday, November 16th at 9:30 p.m. And it was 1:15 on Saturday, November 16th. And I said, let's go to Orlando.
And all, oh, my God.
They're all lame. They're all so lame. They all said no.
That would be phenomenal. Because there's a lot going on with her right now. As a matter of fact, I'm scheduling some interviews with Barbara Niven.
Oh, my God.
Nicole Kahn, Jen, and Tracy, again, discussing the She video. The She remix video is going for Marriage Equality is going to be everywhere.
See, Vicky, you could have seen, you could have had that conversation with your hero last night, face to face.
Wasn't that it was getting home with both of us being sleepy?
I would have totally mainlined. I would have done a coffee enema to stay awake long enough to get us home.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And liked it.
And liked it. I even called Deb's work, and I called her work number, not her cell number, and I made it sound really desperate that she call home right away. I'm like, could you please have Deb call home as soon as possible? Nobody gave her the message. She got home 6.5 hours later last night, and nobody had given her a message that I even called. Because finally I text her and called her to call, and I'm like, look, I just called and sounded really desperate. Could you leave by 4 so we can be on the road by 5? Because the show's at 9:30 and I want to go really bad. Let's go. Let's just throw caution to the wind and get the fuck on the road. And she's like,
oh, man.
I can't. I'm like, dude, I sounded so desperate when I called. You could say that you have to leave. You're not closing. You're not responsible for the closing shift. And she's like, I just can't. And then I went back to Vicky and I'm like, let's just do this. And she let me think about it too long and I talked myself out of it, which is bad, really bad.
Oh, wow.
She's not going to be on the East Coast for a very long time, Vicky.
She's coming to my house.
Fuck you, she's coming to your house. That's pretty funny.
All right, can I tell you about the relationship? I'm sorry.
Didn't she tell you about the relationship she's having with Jen Foster? Hi, Marlene. Hi. Look, you have to go all the way over there so I can see you face to face. That's just so funny.
Wait over there.
Mwah. You look adorable.
Oh, thank you.
Do you love
the
house? You're so cute. Do you love the house?
I love it.
We had
oh
a full
God.
Tour. She gave us a full tour tonight. It was fantastic. I'm really excited.
Oh, it's beautiful. Those are just using the best of everything. It's really, really lovely.
Excellent. You look so cute.
Wow, I have poncy hair. Denise will tell you what poncy means.
Poncy hair?
Poncy hair.
Poncy hair is a bit poofy.
It's a bit poofy. That's all right.
Poofy.
I see Rick in the background. I see Rick right over your shoulder. Oh, no, he's gone now. Oh, wow. Well, enjoy your time. We're not going to keep her much longer. So then you can... Oh, wait, yeah. Oh, Denise has to ask you a question.
Oh, my, do you know what a queef is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's a frontal... Yeah.
It's a what?
It's frontal air.
We should ask all our listeners, if your mom asked you what a queef was, what would you tell them? We had someone say, a big fuzzy rabbit?
A kind of bunny. A kind of bunny. Like a particular breed of bunny.
They
would make up things because they wouldn't want to say that it was a fanny flapper.
Frontal air. Nope, it's frontal air. Bravo. Bravo.
Bravo, my classy mother.
Your mom has style and grace. Why didn't you learn that from her?
Darda, my sweet, I'm going to go and change because it is a bit chilly here. What's it like at home?
It's about 80.
So it's cooling down a bit.
Yeah, just a smidge, not too much. I mean, I wouldn't want you to get too excited or anything. Yeah, it's 82. It's 82.
I was 82. Oh, okay. I was afraid I was missing a one day of winter.
No, don't worry. We'll wait till you get home for that. All right, keep
All
my
right,
bed
well,
comfy.
I'm
going
to go and switch into something a bit warmer.
All right, have fun. Have fun the rest of your time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
By the way, your hair looks adorable.
Thank you.
Very cute.
Thank you. The headphones really add to it.
Not at all.
No, not at all.
Comfy. Didn't invite Aunt Joanne over today?
We talked about it, but she's cooking for Zippy.
I wouldn't tell you. She's been cooking this freaking sauce for a week.
And we already got some the next day. I was already worried. Tell her. Tell Mom when we're off the air.
Rule. They know the
1 month
rule.
All right. Okay. We know the 1 month rule. Right. Me too. We got it.
Okay, good. I'm glad you know that. And you know, she also has an injury on her finger.
Already, right away, day one. But it's not this finger. Right. It's this finger. It's her left. She already cut her. I'm going to watch it because she was so infected for so long last year or this spring.
And look for Band-Aids in your food.
That is grotesque. Thank you, and good night.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah, keep an eye out for Band-Aids now on
that
top of everything else.
That is disgusting. Your mom is so adorable. I can't stand it. She's so cute.
She's giving the cats a little love now because they didn't come down the whole time I was home, but now that she's home, they're...
Well, how do you think I feel with six of them, and they don't even come near me when I'm home for the day, but the minute Deb gets in her truck in Cooper City, they're at the front door. Oh, wait, I feel...
Is Gunther talking to you yet?
I feel fantastic about it. What do you mean, how do I feel? I feel great about it. Yeah, he's a little moody. I think he's had a couple of big pukes already this week, but I think we got a big one brewing.
He just got upset stomach, yeah.
Yeah, he's been a little bit, he wants to be around you when he wants to, but even less than usual, so...
Yeah, he's a little nudgy when he's got one of those brew, and he just kind of minds his own business until it comes out.
Yeah, when the 8-inch one comes, he's usually better. He's better.
Yeah.
But everybody's good.
Yeah, you got that to look forward to.
Thanks so much. Thanks. So, listen, let me ask you, what else are you guys doing while the folks are in town? What do you got planned?
But we're definitely going into Brighton towards the end. Donna, the headline, let me show you the headline of the Daily Mail. Hold on.
Oh, my gosh.
The Daily Express. Are you ready for this?
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. You're so good, Vicky. What? How many? 6 inches of snow will hit Britain. And then there's this girl with gigantic boobs right next to the picture.
That's strictly Susanna. She was swept off her feet, Susanna Reed.
Well,
that's supposed to be coming towards the end of the week. So Brighton ought to be nice and frosty.
Wow. It's going to be cold.
But, yeah, you know, because we're right here, we thought maybe we would do the Wallington straight into Victoria on the train and then just kind of, you know, just wander about a little bit and maybe take a cab into Leicester and wander around Leicester Park. It's depending on weather, really.
Let me know how that goes. I want to know how the train ride is.
It's not. I've done this one before, so I know that this is not bad. And it's. You know, now that I get the travel alerts on my Twitter, I'm a little more prepared for any delays, any stoppages. But for the most part, I think we should have a clear shot right into Victoria and check things out a little bit. And, you know, we'd be back before rush hour.
Victoria is the one that comes out right by the eye, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Like sort of near the eye.
Waterloo, actually. Is
oh,
the one that goes there,
right. Waterloo. Got it. All right, Denise. Well, I want to...
Hi, Tammy.
It's Trans Month here. We've got a wonderful panel coming up on Tuesday the 19th called What the Hell is This Trans Thing? And then Wednesday starts the weekend of T-Door, the Trans Day of Remembrance. So that starts Wednesday through Saturday. There's all kinds of events happening next week. And then we're right into Thanksgiving Hanukkah week. So I have...
Busy.
I've started stressing over gifts, but I can't, I have no idea. It's too much pressure, Hanukkah this early. It's just too much fucking pressure.
Yeah, it is.
Totally. So there's all kinds of fun family things happening, but other than that, and work, and, you know, just keeping everybody's head above water and staying healthy, that's what we've got coming up over the next couple of weeks at this end.
That's not bad. I have a new business that started following me on Twitter that looks like it looks kind of cool. It's called Gaysha, G-A-Y-S-H-A.
Oh.
And it's an exciting, innovative, creative, and friendly pre-wedding events planning company, specially catering the LGBT community out of London.
Really?
Yeah, so I just wanted to give them a shout-out, and thanks for the follow, and that's pretty cool. And then along with that, like we mentioned, Jen Foster's, the kickoff of the She remix is going really, really well, and there's a lot of big-name people involved, like we said, Nicole Kahn, Tracy Dinwiddie, Barbara Niven. So that's pretty cool. And then a huge shout-out to Tello, who is now filming another new web series called Hashtag.
No, it isn't.
Hashtag.
That sounds so cute. Really?
Great. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cute.
So, yeah, I just want to give them a huge shout-out. And then, again, Jill Bennett's on stage at the NoHo Theater. Exit the King is doing really, really well. And, you guys, it's only till November 30th, so try and catch that if you're out on the West Coast.
Did you see the photo she posted of her in full costume? She looks gorgeous.
Yes, there's been some really good ones. Her and Erin Matthews, I think her name is.
Looks gorgeous.
Great stuff. And then on the news front, The Hollywood Reporter is reporting Wanda Sykes is set to be executive producer of NBC's Last Comic Standing.
Yep, I saw that.
Coming this summer, so that's awesome. And then another massive shout-out to Sandra Sanchez.
Why? What is she doing now?
With her new podcast called Change of Address that's available on iTunes.
Oh, that's right. We knew that.
She put up her first show. Yes.
We knew that.
Yeah, so just check that out if you guys get a chance. And I think that's just about it, other than the fact that Rizzoli and Isles is set to return on February 25th.
I thought they were coming back a little bit before that. I must have had my U-verse information incorrect, but it's on the list of things to record when it shows back up.
It's true. And then, of course, we need to push. Only for the month of November can you go to planet-london.com and vote for the Ultimate Planet Awards. And, you know, if anything, just go right to Best Radio Show and click on the Lesbian Lounge.
Well, exactly.
We'll just save you the time.
You know, I did that after we talked about it last week, and it's a really comprehensive survey, and you should answer every question, but make sure you answer ours at least twice. Just saying.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally. All right, so listen, I'm sure we'll be chatting again soon. I want to thank you for taking family time out and Sunday roast time out to be with us. I appreciate it. We all do.
Not a problem. We'll get this one up as soon as possible, and then we'll be back, you know, with a couple extra surprises. But don't forget to get in touch with us about what you think would be a great way to do a chat room reunion, whether it's Google Plus or Google Talk or a Skype chat, whatever you think is best suited for you. Let us know so
everybody
we can kind of take
us.
Everybody could just come over. Everyone could come over here if they want. Yeah.
Everybody could just go over to your house.
Okay, you know what? I just had a really great idea. The 11th or the 18th, you got to give us a weigh-in because we're going to make our plans around your plans. So you know who you are. And
a weigh-in? You
want
a weigh-in?
Yeah, we need a weigh-in. We don't want... We want to make sure that the most people that's available Wednesday the 11th or Wednesday the 18th can be with us, and we want to be able to share with as many folks. But we are going to pick who we like the best and pick their night... night. But also, no, just kidding. Like, whoever's available for the most, we're going to make this happen. And here, Denise, is what I was just thinking. Even if we don't get an audio chat available, what we can do is figure out how to do the multiple screen chat, and we can do the conference call like we have been. So that's going to...
We could do a conference call in line, too, and we'll just give the code to the people that respond.
Correct.
Right, you're right. Even better.
Only the ones we really want to talk to. Yeah. So.
Of course.
Truly, the fact of the matter is, if you haven't been able to join us before, we're giving you advance notice to clear your calendar and make yourself available for a Wednesday evening, the 11th or the 18th. And Denise will post on Facebook and Twitter and get as many people as we can together. And maybe we'll do like a record-breaking chat and we'll crash Google Plus or something. What do you say?
That'd be awesome.
I'd like to be known
to be
for
responsible
that.
Responsible for that.
Oh, we just said the same thing. Yeah, of course. All right, you guys. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back in touch within a little short period of time, and we love you so much. And Denise, I love you too.
Okay, I love you guys. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.